friends, but so far, he'd remained steadfast to Sophia.
"Nice try, Mom," he whispered, "but I prefer girls who bathe."
Sam's eyes followed her son's to the ground, where the girl's filthy feet rested in a pair of dollar store rubber flip-flops. On closer inspection, Sam noticed she was wearing denim cutoffs and a red halter top. Inappropriate attire no matter how casual the wedding. Her hair was matted and tangled, and her chocolate eyes overpowered her too thin face.
"She must be a friend of Faith's," Sam said, and Jamie added, "Or one of Mike's co-workers from the hospital."
Mother and son returned their attention to the bride and groom. The Methodist minister who had baptized all three Sweeney sisters pronounced the couple husband and wife. Mike kissed Faith on the lips, a kiss that lasted longer than their mother would approve of, but brought cheers from the congregation. When the band launched into the recessional music, Mike swooped Bitsy up in his arms, and the new family retreated down the aisle and across the lawn toward the house. Seated on her left, Sam's boyfriend of 12 months draped his arm around her shoulder and drew her body close to his.
"They look so happy. Aren't you the least bit tempted to take the plunge?"
Eli asked, his breath tickling her ear. She gave him a quick peck